Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. Our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. He's brought to us by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing okay, Ray. Well, I'm not going to speak for you. Doran, you good?
I'm great.
Doran, coming off a flu, my lymph nodes are starting to feel a little swollen over here, Doran. You ever feel them lymph nodes?
Yeah, a little, you know, pushing out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bulbous over here. But we're fighting through it, Ray. Let's say the Steelers strike out on both Fields and Russ. Art said he wants one of those guys. What do they do if they don't get either? Where do they turn, Ray?
I think that they have to get one or the other. I mean, to me, then what are you talking about? I mean, there's talk about maybe Matthew Stafford. I mean, the only guy that's out there, I know Matthew Stafford isn't a free agent yet, but the Rams could move on from him. That's the only upgrade right there, is if you go out and get a guy like Matthew Stafford. Everything else that you would do, Sam Darnold, I don't care, anybody else, you would have like the same type of quarterback, or you would be taking a step back. So unless it's Matthew Stafford, I think the Steelers have to get Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. They got to get that done before March gets here.
Well, Ray, Art did say that whoever the starting quarterback is, he wants the same skill set with the backup quarterback, whether it's a pocket passer, runner. If it is Justin Fields and they do get a deal done, who do you see them going after as a backup? Do you see that a Jalen Milroe come into effect at some point in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, Milroe would be a project, so he would be redshirted. I mean, I think he would be a number three in his first year. I mean, Arthur worked with Mariota in both Tennessee and Atlanta, so I think he would be, you know, a guy who would be talked about.
I'm depressed. Maybe, yeah, trade for Desmond Ridder. Dear God.
Blake Willis.
Well, I didn't say Ridder. I mean, listen, you're talking about the backup. So in case there's an injury. Listen, there could be an injury if they use Justin Fields, you know, the way we all want him to use him. But, who else do you want me to say, Adam? Tyrod Taylor?
No, it's not so much about the messenger. Just the message. It's where they are. You're right. If you want to be anywhere near competitive next year, you need to get one of the two guys who played quarterback for you last year. And so the obvious follow-up then is, Doran brought this up earlier, I think it's a really smart thing. If you did miss out on both those guys, do you just lean in and say, okay, we're going to suck, and allow yourself to suck?
Well, I did find it interesting. You know, it's one thing for us to say it out loud, But for Art to come out and say that we're not any closer now than we were last year, and we all know that roster, especially on defense, is getting older. Not that it was a huge admission, but you know, I thought the fact that he said that out loud, that, you know, I thought that was interesting. I think we could be in for like a multi-year rebuild. You know, you no matter, even if you do sign Wilson or Fields, it doesn't really matter. We all know that this team is deficient on the defensive line. They have a deficient receivers room. And even though they've poured resources into the trenches on the offensive line, we haven't seen that fruit come to bear yet. So, I mean, we're talking about multiple positions here where the Steelers are well below, you know, the NFL mean in terms of talent and performance. So whether he's going to say it out loud or not, I think I don't care who the quarterback is. This could be a situation where the Steelers do, you know, maybe have a down year. And honestly, guys, I think that might be the best thing that ever happens to this franchise. If they go 5-12 or 6-11, they actually get a top 10 pick. That might actually be the best thing that happens to this football franchise.
If they go that direction and if that's the thought process, do you think that they would think about or explore trading TJ Watt at all to get more assets?
No. And I think that was the last question that was asked of Art. And, you know, he pretty much shut that down. I think he said he's, you know, they're looking to do another long-term deal with TJ. They want him to be a Steeler, and I get it. You know, Cam Hayward is afforded the same, you know, courtesy. If Cam wants to be here, if TJ feels the same way, I do him that solid.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Chuck Pagano, hired by the Baltimore Ravens as an assistant defensive coach, going to be working with defensive backs. This is a good defensive coordinator in this league, a guy who was a head coach in this league. Could you see the Steelers doing something similar with, say, a Mike McCarthy or perhaps a Bobby Slowick, Ray?
Yeah, or Ron Rivera, who also took some interviews in this hiring cycle. And Ron Rivera actually was one of the guys who interviewed with Mike Tomlin way back in 2007. So, yeah, there are some guys out there like that. I think McCarthy, you know, he's probably going to get that Saints job if it doesn't go to Kellen Moore. So I'm not sure if he'll still be out there. But, yeah, if you get one of those former OCs or former head coaches to come in here and, you know, take a look at things and maybe put a different spin on how you're operating, I don't think that would be a bad idea at all.
Ray, is it almost for sure that they're going to draft a running back?
Yes.
In the top three rounds.
I would say top three or four. You know, I think the, you know, people are talking about rounds. Genty's going to go in the first round. We all know that. But rounds 2-4, it's really deep. And I think that's where you get your running back this year. They like Jaylen Warren. I think they believe Jaylen Warren can be a 1A. I think they're looking for a 1A or a 1B for the future. And I think you get that guy second, third, maybe even fourth round.
Ray, if you had to guess right now, and we're a long ways away, and this will probably change every week, but if you had to guess right now, what position do you think they're targeting in round one? And would they consider quarterback?
No, because I think all the top ones would be gone. So I don't think quarterback is in play here. I think it's defensive line and then offensive playmaker. So, you know, if you're talking about a receiver, a tight end, like my dream scenario would be Tyler Warren, but I see Tyler Warren going in the top 10 of some of these mock drafts. I would not be opposed. How about the kid from Michigan, the tight end? I would not be opposed to him at 21. Arthur Smith loves tight ends. Pair him with Freiermuth. If he's the best available player, if he has a higher grade on it than a receiver at that point, I'd be all for that. But at this point, still, guys, I still think it's got to be D-line.
Ray, Art also did say that they didn't learn anything from Kenny Pickett, the whole situation there. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have to learn some lessons from that. Not reaching, you know, when you have a pick in the middle of the first round on a quarterback, you know, that's probably part of it. I think what he was tacitly saying was, you know, we can't control all the variables, right? I mean, Kenny didn't want to be here. They can't control that, so they had to trade him and move on and get what they can get for him. Listen, Peyton Wilson's going to be a terrific player in this league if his knees hold up. So in the end, I don't have a huge problem with, you know, that Kenny Pickett, you know, the way that went down. I have a huge problem with them taking him where they took him, but in the end, they got as much as they can get for him. And, you know, eventually you just got to move on and, you know, take another shot at some point.
Ray, this was wonderful. It always is. We appreciate your time, and we will talk to you next Tuesday, buddy, or Wednesday. What the heck is it?
Wednesday.
Thank you, Ray.
See you guys.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy. I love Ray.
Me too.
D-line or playmaker in round one? If they draft a defensive lineman in round one, I'm going to blow my lid. They need defensive linemen. I'm not going to disagree with that. But that's said to be one of the deeper positions in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They need a running back. It's a deep running back draft. There are 30 draftable grades handed out to running backs, according to Dane Brugler, Mel Kiper, guys like that. Ton of running back depth. Ton of defensive line depth. That tells me don't draft a defensive lineman in the first round when you can get bang for your buck for a guy in the second round, especially when you have a need at playmaker. And I like the way he said that. Like, I've been saying wide receiver round one, wide receiver round one, wide receiver round one. No, just get a guy that can score touchdowns, except running back, because it's deep. 412-928-9370. We'll react to some of Ray's comments coming up next. And I'm really annoyed with the Kansas City Chiefs right now, but I just remembered why I like the Patriots even less. Bill Belichick said something that got under my skin. I think you might like it.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 13 minutes, blowing smoke. If you forget the rules, you call in at 412-928-9370. Doran, Callis, and myself will give you two truths and a lie. Each of us will. You got to get two of the lies correct out of the three lies, and you win yourself a $25 gift card to Cigars International. It's quickly become one of our favorite segments. Doran, I'm not going to say you're a liar, but you're very good with your poker face. Callis, is just such a renaissance man that you want to believe everything is true, but you could also see how everything could be a lie. And then there's me, and I'm still trying to come up with my lie. My life is not that interesting at all.
I think I have some good ones.
I know you do.
I got some good ones.
Last week, first time we didn't give away the gift card because somebody didn't get it right.
That's right.
We'll tell you which caller number you're going to have to be as we head to break here at the end of this segment. 412-928-9370. That's also the number to text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Good stuff there with Ray. I hate the idea of a defensive lineman in round one. And I think if they do that, even if it's a good player, I'm going to crush it. A lot of the time, if I like the player, regardless of position, I don't hit them too bad for that. Like, oh, that's a good player. Oh, man, there's value at, again, let's say 21. Okay, I can see it. I'm not going to do that here if they take a defensive player. And my worry since the end of the season has been, because they gave up 299 rushing yards, that they were going to be too focused on stopping the run, Doran. And I went back and I looked at some of the Steelers' losses. I did this yesterday. So they lost to the Cowboys. Dak threw for 350 yards. Against the Chiefs, Mahomes threw for 320 yards. Against the Eagles, Jalen Hurts threw for 290 yards. Against the Colts, Flacco and Anthony Richardson carved you up and you're down 17-0 and they nickel and dimed you to death. Point being, this is a quarterback's league and they had trouble stopping the pass last year. Mm. That to me is way more important than stopping the run. Now, a defensive lineman can help with both, but when Art was talking about the defense, that was his biggest concern. We have to find a way to stop the run. No, you just got to be better. And if you're looking for a quarterback and that's your number one priority, why is that? Well, it's the most important position in sports. So wouldn't it make sense to, I don't know, defend the quarterback?
Yeah.
So I think they've kind of got this backwards 1990s way of evaluating, hey, we got to run the ball and stop the run. No, running the ball on offense is important, but you've got to find a way to get quarterbacks' butts on the ground.
I also think that, like, I think that you can get, you go position by position whenever you look at the draft, and it's like, okay, you can get the highest quality in the first round at position X. I feel like with defensive line, you can get high quality in a second round pick, as much almost as you can get in a first round pick, unless it's a top 10 pick. If you're picking at 21 and you pick a D lineman, I feel that you could pick at wherever they're, what are they, 50 something in the second, and still get somewhat of the similar quality as the 21st pick at defensive
yes.
line. I believe that with that position. Other positions are different. But with that position, I feel like you can, I don't think you need to waste a first round pick on a defensive lineman where other positions need
yes.
to be used with a first round pick.
I'm with you 100%. And the kind of guy that they need for my money and eventually their money is a guy like Javon Hargrave, who was nose capable in modern day football and also would rush the passer well. Now, he's going to be a free agent. I don't want to spend much money at all on defense, but I'd be interested to see what kind of money and what kind of market he would command. Like, if he's inexpensive, then I'd be interested, and he might be interested in coming back here. Now, if he's going to command, you know, $15 million a season, then, well, no, not so much.
Would you be okay with them $15 million in a first-round receiver?
Yes.
That's basically like kind of what you're saying. Like, you'd be okay with that.
That's what I want to happen. Oh, $15 million on Hargrave?
Yes.
And it would need to be cheaper than that for me.
What were you paying Ogunjobi?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Money out, money in.
Yeah, and you're going to get better production, you would think.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good way of looking at it. I just want them to spend money on a receiver and draft a weapon offensively in the first round. And, okay, if you do those things, I'll be more forgiving if you sprinkle some money around on the defense. But your big free agent buy cannot be a defensive player. Your big free agent buy can't be like Patrick Queen 2.0.
Right.
Your big free agent buy needs to be a wide receiver.
Yes.
And if it's not, I'm going to be furious. Like, we had this talk with, we'll take you behind the curtain, our boss, Craig Riley, earlier on. It was either last week, whenever it was, right? And he said, you know, I just don't think people are going to be able to get excited about this season at all, almost regardless of what happens this offseason. The one thing that would excite me is if they did go make a splash or two offensively in free agency, and then in the first round you get another offensive player.
Me too.
You throw all your resources, your best resources at offense. I'm not going to sit here and say they're winning the Super Bowl, but at least I'll say, okay, they're moving in the modern direction.
Like, who, like, because, like, I feel like whoever's on paper right now as a free agent receiver still would excite me, because I still don't think that they're going to get T. Higgins. Like, they would have to get, like, a DK, if a DK Metcalf gets released, or like a Tyreek Hill gets released, like, that would move the needle for me.
Yeah.
But,
because you just don't see Higgins happening.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. So, like, I don't think that they're going to fulfill that regardless, unless it's one of those guys that end up getting released.
Chris Godwin's a really good player. It's such a risk.
Yes.
My hope would be that you could get him a little cheaper because he was hurt. And then maybe you could get two wide receivers.
That I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Not just him.
Right. If Godwin, hey, this is our guy, Ruru Raggy. Mm-hmm. His ankle was hanging off his foot. If he didn't have skin, he would have left the stadium without his foot.
Yep.
Not to be gross.
Yep.
Speaking of gross, this really annoyed me. Bill Belichick was at some speaking engagement and said that they should rename the Lombardi Trophy the Brady Trophy. I can't.
Why?
I can't.
Why do you say that?
We got six here in Pittsburgh in our library, okay, at the Southside facility. You can't name the trophy after Brady. You got to name it after Chuck Knoll or something. His whole point was it's a player's game, and so the trophy should be named after a player. And if you subscribe to that, then yeah, it should be the Tom Brady Trophy. Like, I get where he's coming from, and I do happen to think it's more of a player's game than a coach's game. I think you and I agree on that. But that would make me puke. The Tom Brady Trophy. We'll hand it over to Lamar Hunt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point he makes. It is a player's game.
It's
a,
you know what? I would be more inclined to have it be the Montana Trophy, because he never cheated, or the Mahomes Trophy, though the refs cheat for him. Ah, screw it. Make it the Montana Trophy. How about that? Brady, though? Mm-mm. No, get your fingerprints all over the Brady Trophy. It just skeezes me out, Doran.
I can't believe you said that, though, about Brady.
I know. Look at that.
Yeah. Rekindle.
Yeah. What do they say is distance makes the heart grow fonder?
Mm-hmm. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absence.
Damn it, he got that.
Yeah, he was quick.
He was quick.
He's ready for you to mess up today. Like, he's on it. Oh. Every time that you say something that just isn't straight line, he looks up at you.
Boy, did I miss you yesterday when I said the Steelers don't want to go back to the dark ages of the 1970s. I meant to say pre-1970, and it came out the 1970s. I got absolutely hammered, as I should have. Hey, Crowley, don't know if you know this. They won back-to-back Super Bowls twice in the 1970s. Yes, thank you. All right, coming up next, blow and smoke. Each of us will give two truths and a lie. You have to guess two of the three lies correctly. If you do, you get a $25 gift card to Cigars International. It's one of my favorite segments. Caller number five. You get a chance to call us liar, liar, pants on fire. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It's time for another soon-to-be award-winning edition of Blow and Smoke. If you don't know the rules, well, here they are. Each of us, Doran, Callis, and myself, have come up with two truths and a lie. Caller number five, Sharon, has to guess two of our three lies correctly, and then she would win a $25 gift card to Cigars International. Now, I'm really nervous about this one. Not that I don't want our listeners to win cool things like gift cards to Cigars International, but a dog can smell fear. A woman can always smell lies.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon, welcome to the game. Thank you for playing. Which one of the three of us would you like to start with, Doran, Crowley, or Callis?
Doran.
All right, Sharon. Here we go. Number one, Pete Carroll came to my high school in 2005 when he was the head coach at USC and offered me a scholarship. When he handed me the scholarship, he farted. Number two, My English teacher my junior year in high school at West Allegheny was Art Walker Jr., who was the head coach at Central Catholic at the time and is now the head coach at North Allegheny. And number three, when E.J. Borghetti told me I had become a first-team All-American in 2009, I responded in all seriousness by saying, do I get to go to the White House to meet the president like Forrest Gump?
Can you repeat number three again?
When E.J. Borghetti told me I had become a first-team All-American in 2009, mm-hmm. I responded by saying, do I get to go to the White House to meet the president like Forrest Gump?
I'm going to say Pete Carroll didn't fart.
You're correct.
Oh,
Pete Carroll didn't fart, but Kirk Ferentz did fart whenever he offered me a scholarship, whenever he's the coach at Iowa, which he still is.
Iowa's been farting out offense for 25 years with Kirk Ferentz. All right, so Sharon is one for one. Doran, we're going to have to unpack the White House thing at some point because that's just tremendous. All right, Sharon, you just need to identify one more lie. Who do you want to guess? Crowley or Callis?
Crowley.
All right, here we go. Number one, my first job was as a baker at a local bagel shop. Number two, was voted class clown in high school. And number three, double minored in college in both history and theater. Which one's the lie, Sharon?
Three, because you majored probably in journalism.
I double minored in history and theater. That is actually true.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The lie is the class clown thing. Me and my friend Nick were voted best friends. I got robbed for class clown. Never forgiven these people. I wasn't popular enough. All right.
I certainly would have voted been class. That. I'd avoid your class clown for sure.
Sharon, it all comes down to you.
Okay,
Callis. V. Callis, mono. Imano for the $25 gift card to Cigars International.
Okay.
I currently do not own a winter or snow jacket. I was accepted into three colleges I applied to in high school. I own a propeller hat. Which one's the lie?
I really can't see you in a propeller hat. I'm going to go with you don't own a propeller hat.
No, that is true. I do own a propeller
hat.
The lie was that I actually do own winter and snow jackets. I just choose not to wear them ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't see you in a coat. That's why I thought that was the truth.
I would have voted that too,
same.
Sharon. That would have been my guess. Thanks for playing. Aww. Appreciate it. Call back next
Thank
time.
You.
Maybe we'll get you through.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Man. So what was your third one?
The propeller hat.
No, the high school one.
No, high school.
I applied to.
What colleges did you apply to?
Kent State, Waynesburg, Clarion.
Could have been a Mac guy. Probably wouldn't be working here, though.
Nope.
Not to say that you couldn't have found success on your own, but people are actually now saying that Waynesburg is the Syracuse of Southwest Pennsylvania.
That
correct?
It is. Yeah, yeah. It's a good place.
I like that game.
Me too.
So Kirk Ferentz hands you your offer letter,
mm-hmm.
and just rips ass.
Yeah, sits down. I'm in Palko's office, and I'm like standing up. Palko's sitting in his chair, and there's another chair across from him, and he hands me the offer letter, and he sits down, and Palko didn't break a smile or anything. I'm 16 years old. Farts are funny, and I'm sweating because I want to just bust out laughing, and I couldn't believe that Kirk Ferentz did that.
Maybe it was a test.
I mean, he just kept rolling too. He was like, Doran, here's your scholarship. Sit down. Hey, you know what? Hey, we really like you at running back. And I was like, hold up. You're just not going to just address that you just broke wind?
Here's the other thing. They liked you at running back. They're like the greatest tight end school of all time.
Yeah, nobody offering as a tight end.
Damn.
Yeah. No, ever.
I actually find it endearing that you thought that because you were an All-American, you were going to go meet the president.
I was dead
go
serious.
To the White House.
That's the truest of true stories.
So that would have been Bush, right?
Obama, right? 2009?
Oh, yeah, it would have been Obama. Yeah, 2009.
Yeah,
I put you back in 07, dirty dog.
I love Forrest Gump, and I just remember he's like, I drank 15 Dr. Peppers. And, like, he got to meet the president. He's like, I got to pay. You know, he's like, how you feel? And I was like, oh, man, I get to go meet the president like Forrest Gump did because he was All-American Alabama.
So I was like, and EJ's like, no, they don't do that anymore. You know how EJ is. He's really, you know,
so
he's
all straight laced and nice about it.
Professor, he's like, nah, Dorn, you know, they don't do that. They stopped doing that in like the 70s. I was like, oh, man. All right.
Just missed it.
Just missed it.
So you didn't get paid for playing.
Nope.
And you didn't get to go to the White House for being an All-American.
No, everything was pointless. Like, I shouldn't even have played football. Everything was dumb.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Zach Austin last night for Pitt was awesome in their victory, hitting threes, swatting shots. Pitt's defense gave up 21 points in the second half. North Carolina is a great offensive team.
Mm.
And through the first half, they're kind of getting everything they wanted, shooting over 50%. They were beating Pitt on the glass. That's nothing new, Pitt getting beat on the glass. That defensive effort in the second half, though, was the reason why they won the game. And I'm here to tell you, folks, they needed to win that game. There are not a lot of great resume-building opportunities the rest of the way for Pitt. Now, if you take care of business, I think you're going to get in. But Joe Lunardi had them as one of the teams with a bye, so having to play in the play-in round, which means before last night, they were close to the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for some net ranking fun?
Sure.
Before the win, Pitt was ranked 35 in the net rankings. After the win, Pitt is 34 in the net rankings. North Carolina, prior to the loss, 40th in the net rankings. North Carolina, after the loss, 42nd in the net rankings. So the loss did not kill North Carolina, though it's funny for Pitt fans because they're 13-9. It didn't help Pitt in terms of the ranking. But you'd have to think that a loss would have been bad because they were at home. So they needed it, and I thought they really nutted up in the second half to get that thing done.
Yeah, but doesn't it shift? I mean, from, and you could dissect this way better than I can. You know how I struggle with this, but doesn't it shift, like, if North Carolina ends up getting quality wins?
Yeah.
Doesn't it change for
Pitt? Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So if North Carolina gets hot down the stretch, that could wind up being a quad one win for Pitt.
Right. Like, you know how I am. Like, I'm like, you either win the game or lose the game. I don't want to hear no rankings or anything and stats. I don't care. Like, you either win. That, to me, that was a moral victory. That was a morale builder. That was a team breaking through the ice win. I don't anything, like, I wouldn't even look down the road where we're going to end up, anything. You needed that win so bad just to get yourself back on track to go win the next game, which is against Wake Forest. I kind of look at it like that. Like, you could see where you're going to be seated, if you're a bubble team, if you're not, if you're first in, first out, last in, whatever. Listen, you needed to win yesterday, yep, last night, and you did.
Yes.
And now you got to move forward and build off of that win.
Yes, got to win your home games. It's a brand. Like, the Syracuse win for them, to me, was, all right, enough's enough. Let's stop the bleeding. They had lost four in a row. This one was a signature kind of win.
Yes.
To beat that program, for it not to look great defensively, and then for it to look as great defensively as it has all year long in the second half, it's a statement. And they're in the middle of the pack right now in the ACC, and they're going to go on the road, and they're going to take on another middle-of-the-pack team in the ACC in Wake Forest, another one that they absolutely have to have. Here's the thing. Last year, they started 0-5 in the ACC. Pitt did. Now they're 5-4. So if they had lost last night, they would have been where they were last year.
Yep.
They're actually better than where they were last year, despite losing four in a row. They're in a good position. It gets bubblicious quick for teams that aren't in the friggin' SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wake Forest is 15-5, and they're 71st in the net. Meanwhile, the entire South has been put into the tournament by the Joe Lunardis of the world. But that's a massive win. Jalen Lowe's a blast to watch. And I thought that the Pete was hopping as much as it's hopped really all season long, save for probably the backyard brawl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I complain about something that no one wants to hear me complain about?
What? Tonight?
No. West Virginia's going to lose to Houston. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, and I'll complain about that to myself, muttering in my bed this evening. But I can't. Pitt's got some of the best uniforms in sports, and they wear the black ones, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think for certain games, you got to go traditional. And against, like, a North Carolina, you go traditional. Obviously, against a West Virginia, you go traditional. Some of the old Big East teams in Syracuse, Louisville, you go traditional. Like, if they're playing Boston College, fine, wear the black uniforms. I agree with you. I would love to see the white, old school, normal, whatever their uniforms are now, Pitt.
The black ones are cool. Like, I'm not saying that. I think there's a place for them.
Right.
Any school, if you got a cool uniform and you want to roll it out, roll it out. I don't think you need that to get people to pack the Pete for North Carolina. I don't think you need that as a promotion for North Carolina. Do that to get people in the building against, like, Gardner Webb or something.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? I'm with you.
But when you play a traditional school, here's one thing that they should do, Pitt. They should wear, like, the Julius Page uniforms as throwbacks, like the Chris Taft uniforms.
I know. We haven't seen that with football or with basketball. Uh-uh. I'm waiting to see that. I think that might be I feel like we will see that at some point, but I'm interested to see how they would roll it out. Like, you could go so many ways with that. You could either infuse both and say, like, the new colors, but with the old Pittsburgh or whatever.
You know, those Pittsburgh ones across the front. They make me think about Chris Taft smacking balls 40 feet out of bounds.
With, like, the new colors, that wouldn't be bad.
Hire us. They would never hire me.
No.
Hire Doran. It's a good idea.